Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I work with Brian I. Payne. A job is a glory. Yes, I.
Up the room. Up the room. Up the room.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
Yes, yes, yes. Here on the Thursday, the fifth day of the Shabuah, the fifth day of the strong. Here the fifth day of the week, the podcast, the Rastafari podcast for this Shabbat strong here with the 11th Torah reading and feeding. But let's rewind. Previous on the Rastafari, the Wednesday, Wisdom Wednesday podcast, due to technical difficulties, the full of the daily psalm, Psalm 74, was not broadcasted. So here, just a rewind and the full, Psalm 74, that hidden Ethiopia in verse 14. Here, yes, I, full.
Rewind and come back, selector.
Pen Yomru, Yadinu Rama, Wulo Yawa, Pa'al Kol Zot, lest they should say, Pen Yomru, lest they should say, Yadinu Rama, our hand is exalted with low Yawa, and not he who be we be, Pa'al Kol Zot, hath wrought all this. So they say, indeed, could they have broken into Hashemayim, the heavens, and risen against Ha'el, El Elyon, El Almighty Elyon, on high, they would have done so. As the song, even today's psalm says, it seemeth as if they were wielding axes at the top of a thicket of trees. Yivada'a kemevi lema'ila via tzevaka eita karedumot. It seemeth as when men wield upwards axes in a thicket of trees. Yewada'a kemebi alema ila via sebak eita aredumot. That is to say, as though they and Aladem were breaking a way to the very top of Shamayi, the very top of heaven. And here a few Midrash notes concerning the edited text for the passage from Ezekiel concerning the king of Babylon. For when they shot an arrow to the south, it flew to the north. So some translations have it opposite. It flew to the north, but here, concerning shooting of the arrow and flying to the south is more in connection with that pointing to towards Yerushalayim in the south, in the Negev, in the southern part. Then we also have the every divination they tried, augured that they would prosper. So they do the divination, their signs. They flash their signs and do their signs to prosper via device. So we have Psalm 79.2 on the Midrash bringing that out. but here concerning nevertheless the enemy to the very top of the heavens is how the PD, the print edition, reads. The ET reads, quote, we are grateful to thee, end quote, and breaks the continuity here of the argument. So here in the Midrash here, we seek to bring out, that is, to say, verse 5 of today's psalm, it seems as if they were wielding axes at the top of the thicket of trees, that is, as though they were breaking a way to the very top of Shamayi. Indeed, this was not the end of it, for they acted in just the way their ancestors had acted, the same ones who said, according to Bereishis, Genesis chapter 11, verse 4, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach to heaven, and let us make a name. Let us make a name. Let us make us a name. Hear, hear, Bereishis, Genesis. Genesis chapter 11, here, verse 4. Vayomru, hava nivne lanu, ira ua migdala, v'rosho vashamayim, v'na ese lanu shim. Then nafuta Allah b'nei kol ha'aretz, and they said, come. Vayomru haba, vayomru hava, come, haba, come, build us, make us come together, let us build us a city and a tower. Vayomru haba, nibne lanu ira ua migdal, whose top with its top in heaven, with Rosho Bashamayi, and let us make us a name. With Na Iseh Lanu Shem Shem, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Pen nafuta al pne kol haaret, a name. They said, come. They said, go to haba, make us, build us a city and a tower whose top may reach to heaven, and let us make us a name. Bereishis, Genesis 11 and 4. That is, make us an idol. Name Shem, right? Shem, name, has this same sense even in Exodus and Shemot. In Exodus chapter 23 and 13, where it said, and make no mention of the name of other gods, of other Elohim, of other gods. V'shem Elohim achari lo hazikiru lo yishama'a ala pika, and make no mention of the name of other Elohim achari, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth. Lo hazikiru lo yishama'a ala pika. And also in Bereishis, Genesis chapter 4, verse 26, then began men to call themselves by the name of the Lord, by the name of He who be, who He be. Az hu chala likro b'shem Yahuwah. Then began men to call upon the name of He who be, who He be. Az hu chala likro b'shem Yahuwah. And here, a Midrash note. The note here is a reference to the Midrash to study in the previous, the first Psalm, Psalm 1, point 13, the 13th Perek, the 13th section here, connected with Genesis chapter 4, verse 26, where it says, then began men to call themselves by the name of he who be we be. Thus act the wicked, the Rasha, the defiant ones, the ratchet ones, who, according to Psalm 21:12, imagine a mischievous device that they are not able to perform. You hear Psalm 21:12. Kia natu aleka ra'ah hashvua mitzima bala yukalu. For they intended evil against thee, against the eye. Ki natu aleka ra'ah. They imagine a device. Hashbu mizima, wherewith they shall not prevail. Bal yukalu, bal yukalu. Hashbu mizima, bala yukalu. Imagine a mischievous device that they are not able to perform. And so the generation of confusion. And so the generation of confusion. The Midrash note here, the generation of the Tower of Babel. Babel, Babal, Babal, confusion. The generation of confusion. The generation of the Tower of Babel, Babal. The generation of confusion set a precedent for them and mark what they did. As the psalm, the Mizmor, even today, Psalm Mizmor Ayin Dalet, Psalm 74 here at the 6th verse says, now they break down the carved work, thereof, with hatchet and hammers. Now they break down the carved work thereof with hatchet and hammers. V'ata piya tocheha yachada v'kashila v'kelafota yahelomu. And now all the carved work thereof together they strike down with hatchet and hammers. V'ata, and now appear tocheha yachada, and now all the carved work thereof together. There kashila where kelafota yahelom. They strike down with hatchets and hammers. They break. They sought to break away to Shammai, Shammahim, to the heaven, Shammahim, and could not. They sought to break away to the Shammahim, to the heavens, the higher, higher heights, and could not. Therefore, they made war against the eye, against the eye on earth, against earth's rightful ruler here on the earth and plain, because they sought to break away to Shammai, Samai, Samayat, Shammai, and could not. Therefore, they made war against the eye on earth, on the earthly plain.
loves us all, 'cause we are his children.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
מזמור פה א' למנצח על הגיתית לאסף, 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 לאסף.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
עוזנו, 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 הרנינו לאלוהים עוזנו, 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 עוזנו.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב. הריעו לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, 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 I have satisfied.
Evil, 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 evil Bukaya Hamishi. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ram Nazeha Al Hagetit La Asaf Hanimu Lelohim Uze Havu Lelohe Yaakov Su Zemwa Utneto Tino Naim Evnave Tiku Vahore Shofa Bakese Leyo Hage Ki Huk La Yisrael Hu Mishpot Lelohe Yaakov Edut Bihoset Sam Bezit Alweet Yisraelim Sofat Lo Yadati Eshma Hasiroti Misavel Shiku Kape Midu Tavona Badara Kawata Vahalve Inu Vasutra Vaam Echan Alme Mbiva Sela Shema Ame Veeda Ba Yisrael Im Tishmale Lo Yive Vu El Za Dilo Tishkahave Leel Neha Anoke Yahava Elohe Hamaal Neewe Mizraim Hachetse Va'amale ולא שמע עמי לכולל ויזייר לא עבלי ואשרחי בשבילי לבא יקום במועדות לו עמי שומע לי יזייר בלווקה יחל לכו כמעט אוהבי אקניה ועל זורי אשיב ידי מזנה יהבה יקה השולו והה עצה לעולם ויעקילה מהלב חצה ומזו דבש אסבר
Thursday podcast here on the Thursday podcast, but the fifth day of the Shabua. So here we're in the 11th sabbatical study. Why Yagash and Judah, Yehuda drew near. Joseph is revealed to his brothers, and there's a family reconciliation right here, here, here. So here in the winter moons, in this part of the season, reason for the season. Here, let's pick up with the fifth and part of the 6 days reading here as the Shabbat is coming on, coming on, coming on. So here for this Torah reading and feeding right here. Fifth and sixth.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael Yahweh Eloheinu Yahweh Achad Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important,
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear for the Chamishi. Hear for the fifth Aliyah. For the fifth up offering, offering up, going up. Hear for this Shabbat, Shabbat. Why, Yikash. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Genesis. And here from the Sefer Bereishis. Here we pick up with Genesis chapter 45, verse 28, for the Chamishi, for the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Vayikash. Vayomer Israel, Rav, Od Yosef, Bni, Chai, Elcha, with Ereinu, Abit, Rem, Amut. And Israel said, Why, Yomer Israel, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. Rav, od Yosef, bni, chai, elcha, we, erhein, bitrem, amut. Here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, 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 picking up with Genesis, Genesis chapter 46. Jacob, Yaakov journeys to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, to Kemet, to Gibeth, to Egypt. Here, picking up Genesis chapter 46, verse 1. Why Yisa'a Yisrael? We call La Asher Law. Why Yaho B A Shalva? Why Yizabacha Zivachim Lelohe Avio Yitzhak? And Yisrael, Israel, took his journey with all that he had. Why Yisah Yisrael, we call Lasher Lau. And Israel, Yisrael, took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba. Why Yavo Be'era Shava, and offered sacrifices to the God, the true good of his father Isaac. Why Yisvacha Zivachim Lelohe Avio Yitzhak? And Ha'el, true good, the true God, spake to Israel, Yisrael, in the visions of the night, and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here I. Why Yomer Elohim Ale Yisrael Be Maota Halail Why Yomer Yaakov Yaakov Why Yomer Hineni? And Elohim spake to Yisrael in the visions of the night. Why Yomer Elohim Le Yisrael and said, Jacob, Jacob, Vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov, Vayomer, and he said, Hineni, Hineni, here I, here. And he said, I, God, the true good, Ha'er, the Elohim of thy father, fear not to go down to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, to Kemet, to Gibeth, for I will there make of thee I a great nation. Vayomer Anoki Ha'el Elohe Avika Altira, Mea reda nitraima ki lit koi kadola e sin ka sham. And he said, Wayomer Anoki, I Anoki Ha El, I Ha El, the true El, the true good, the true God, Ha'el. Anoki Ha'el Elohei Avika, I am Ha'el, the Elohim of thy, the I Father. Anoki Ha'el Elohei Avika. Altira, fear not, Altira, fear not, Meirda, Mitraima, fear not to go down to Mitraima, to Egypt, for I will there make of the I a great nation. Ki Ligoy Gadol Isimka Sham. I will go down with the I to Mitzrayim, to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, to Kemet. And I will also surely bring the I up. And Yosef, Joseph, shall put his hand upon thine eyes. Anoki, Ereda, Imeka, Mitzrayim, we Anoki, A Aleka, Gama, Alo. With Yosef, Yashita Yado Allah Aineka, I will go down with the eye, male, into Egypt, into Mitzrayim, Anoki, Ereda Imeka, Imka, Anoki, Ereda Imeka, Mitzrayim. I will go down with the eye into Mitzrayim, into Mitzrayim, to Egypt. We Anoki, A'alika, Kama, Alo, Alo, Gam, Alo. And I also surely will bring thee up again, will cause the eye to Aliyah up again. We Anoki, A'alika, Tama alo with Yosef Yashita Yado Al Aineka. And Joseph with Yosef shall put his hand upon thine eyes. With Yosef Yashita Yado Al Aineka. And Jacob, Yaakov, Jacob rose up from Beersheba, from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, carry Yaakov, Jacob, their father, and their little ones, their little ones, and their wives in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. Vayakam Yaakov mi Beersheba vayah Yisua b'nei Yisrael eta Yaakov avihem we eta apam we eta neshehem ba ikalota shera shalach paro la seta oto. And they took their cattle and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Mitzrayim, came into Gibbet, came into Egypt. Yaakov, Jacob, and all his seed and all his race with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed and all his race brought he with him into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, into Gibbet. And these are the names, the Shemot, of the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, which came into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, Yaakov and Benayel and his sons, Reuven, Yaakov, Jacob's firstborn, and the sons of Reuven, of Reuben, Hanok, and Phallu, and Hezron, and Carmi, and the sons of Shimon, of Simeon, Jemuel, and Jamin, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanite woman, a Canaanite Isha woman, and the sons of Lewi, of Levi, Gershon, and Kohath, and Merari, and the sons of Yehuda, of Judah, and Onan, and Shelah, and Phares, and Zara, and and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Phares were Hezron and Hamul. And the sons of Issachar, Tola, and Puva, and Joviob, and Shimron. And the sons of Zebulun, Sered, and Elon, and Jahliel. These be the sons of Leah, of Leah, which she bear to Yaakov in Padan Aram, with his daughter Din, all the souls of Benayel, of his sons and his daughters, were 33. And the sons of Gad, of Gad, Ziphion and Hagi, Shuni and Ezbon, Eri and Arodi and Areli, and the sons of Asher, Jimna and Ishua, and Isui and Beriah, and Sarah their sister, the sons of Beriah, Heber and Malkiel. These are the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah, his daughter, and these she bare to Yaakov, even 16 souls. The sons of Rachel, of Rachel, Yaakov's Isha, Jacob's wife, Eshet, Oset, Yosef and Binyamin, and Benjamin, and to Yosef in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, in the land of Gibbetz, in the land of Kemet, Memphis, were born Manasseh and Ephraim, which who Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On of Heliopolis, bear to him. And the sons of Benjamin, were Bela and Becher, and Ashbel, Gera and Naaman, Echi and Rosh, Mupim and Hupim and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel, of Rachel, which who were born to Yaakov. All the souls were 14. And the sons of Dan, Hushim, and the sons of Naphtali, Jaziel and Guni, Jezer and Shalim. These are the sons of Bilhah, who Laban, Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, and she bear these to Yaakov, to Jacob. All the souls, 7. All the souls that came with Yaakov, with Jacob, into Mitzrayim, into Gibbetz, who came out of his loins, besides Yaakov, Jacob's sons' wives, all the souls were 66. And the sons of Yosef, of Joseph, who were born him in Mitzrayim, were 2 souls. All the souls of the Beit Yaakov, the Beit Yaakov, of the house of Yaakov, the house of Jacob, who came into Mitzrayim, were 70, or 70. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Sheishi.
Sheshi Aliyah for this Shabbat, Shabbat Wayikash, Sabbath, and he drew near. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Genesis, Genesis chapter 46, here at verse 28, for the Sheshi, for the sixth Aliyah, the sixth up offering, offering up, going up, the Aliyah, the sixth reading here for this Shabbat Vayikash. Genesis chapter 46, verse 28. Ve'eta Yehuda shalacha le fana yoila yosefa lea horota le fana yo. Ishana wayayabou arsa gishen arsa arsa gishen. And he sent to Judah, to Yehuda, before him to Yosef, to Joseph. Ueta Yehuda shalacha lefanayo illa Yosef. And he sent Judah, Yehuda, before him to Yosef, to direct his face to Goshen. Ueta Yehuda shalacha lefanayo illa Yosef lehorota lefanayo gishina 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 to Gishen, to Goshen. And they came into the land of Goshen. Wayavou arsa Gishen. And Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet Yisrael, his father, to Goshen, and presented himself to him, and he fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. And Yisrael said to Yosef, Now, let me make I die, since I have seen thy face, because thou the eye art yet alive. Amuta hapa'am achreya reoti aeta paneka kia odeka hai. Make I die now, make I die. Amuta, now make I die. Amuta, hapa'am, now make I die, since I have seen thy face. Amuta, hapa'am, achreya re'otia etapaneka, that thou, the I, art yet alive. Kia odeka hai, the I are yet alive. Ki odeka hai. And Joseph said to his brethren and to his father's bait, his father's house, I will go up, I will aliyah up, and shuparo o Pharaoh, and say to him, my brethren and my father's bait, my father's house, who were in the land, who in the land of Canaan are come to me, are come to I. And the men, shepherds, and their trade hath been to feed cattle, and they have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have. And it shall come to pass when Pharaoh, the great house, shall call you and shall say, what your occupation, that ye, that y'all shall say, thy servants' trade have been about cattle, from our youth even until now, both we, I and I, and also I and I fathers, that ye that y'all may dwell in the land of Goshen. For every shepherd an abomination to the Egyptians. And Yosef, and Joseph said to his brethren, Wayomer Yosef ela echayo, we ela beitavio. And Yosef said to his brethren, ela echayo, and to his father's house, ela beitavio, I will go up. I will go up with Agida and tell Lepharo and tell to Pharaoh where Omra Helayo, and will say to him, Achai U Beit Avi Asher Be'aret Kanaan Ba'u Eli. My brethren and my father's house, who were in the land of Canaan, are come to me, are come to I. E'aile, I will go up. E'aile, we agida le faro, we homra elayo. Achai, ua beitavi hasher bik aretz akna'an, ba'u elai. And the men are shepherds. We ha'nashima ro'ai tz'on. And the men, we ha enashim, are shepherds, ro'ai tz'on, for they have been keepers of cattle, ki anshei mikneh hayu, for they have been keepers of cattle, ki anshei mikneh hayu, and they have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have. With tzonam uba karama wikol asher lahem hayabiu, and this shall come to pass wahaya, and it shall come to pass wahaya, when Pharaoh shall call you and shall say, what is your occupation? Wahaya ki yikra lakem Pharaoh, we amar ma isekem, ma isekem, ma isekem, what is your occupation? That y'all shall say, Thy servants have been keepers of cattle from our youth, even until now, both we, I and I, and our fathers. Why martem? That y'all shall say, why martem? Anshe mikneh hayu evadeka, thy servants evadeka have been keepers of cattle, anshe mikneh, from our youth even until now. Wa emartem anshe mikneh hayu evadeka mina ua rain we ada ata gam enachnu gam abotenu ba ebura teshavu bi aretza gishen
Tia to Elata Mitraim Kola Roeh on. That ye that y'all may dwell in the land of Goshen. Teishavua bi areta gishena kia po irata Mitzrayim. For abomination to the Mitzrayim, to the Egyptian, call Ro'ay Tzon, for every shepherd. Ro'ay Tzon is an to'erat, it's abomination. Kia to'erata Mitzrayim, call Ro'ay Tzon. Here, Shema Yisrael, Gevir Yisrael. Here, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 47. Genesis chapter 47. Jacob, Yaakov, and his descendants exalted. Then Joseph, Yosef came and told Paro and said, my father and my brethren and their flocks and their herds and all that they have are come out of the land of Canaan. And behold, they are in the land of Goshen. Vayavo Yosef. Vayavo Yosef. Vayayageda lefaro'o. Vayomer avi. We achai, we tsonama, ubat arama, we kola asher lahema, bawua, me aret a Kanaan, we hinama be aret a Geshen. And he took some of his brethren, even 5 men, and presented them to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to his brethren, Ma isekem, what is your occupation? Ma isekem, what is your occupation? And they said to Pharaoh, and they said to Pharaoh, why yomru? Illa paro'o ro'eyas ona evadeka gam nachnua gam ebotenu. And they said to Pharaoh, thy servants are shepherds, both we, I, and also I fathers. Ro'eyas ona evadeka gam nachnu. They said, moreover, to Pharaoh, for to sojourn in the land are we come, or I and I come, for thy servants have no pasture for their flocks, for the famine is sore in the land. Now therefore we, I and I, pray the I, let Make thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen. Vayom ruil paroa lagur ba'aretza ba'banu kia eina nir'eh latzon asher la'evadeka kia kavid ha ra'ava be Aret a Kanaan with Atta Yashavuna Evadeka Bi Aret a Geshen. And Pharaoh and Paro spake to Yosef, saying, thy father and thy brethren are come up to thee I. Vayomer paro illa Yosefa lemor avika we achreka bau aleka. thy father and thy brethren are come to the eye. Aret Mitzrayim lefaneka ki b'mayat ha'aret hosheva et avika ve'et acheka acheka yashavu de'aret de'aret gishen ve'im ya da'ita we yesha baman she chayil we samtama sareya mikne Allah asher li. And Pharaoh spake to Joseph, saying, thy father and thy brethren are come to thy. The land of Egypt is before thee. I, in the best of the land, make thy father and thy brethren to dwell in the land of Goshen, of Gishen. Let make them dwell. And if thou knowest any men of activity, and if weim ya da'ita weyeshpam anshe chayil, and if thou knowest any able men, anshe chayil, any men of activity, anshe chayil, among them, then make them rule over my cattle. Weim yada'ita weyeshpam anshe chayil. Samtama sareya mikne Allah asher li, for me, over my cattle. And Joseph brought in Yaakov, Jacob, his father, and set him before Paro, Pharaoh, and Yaakov and Jacob. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Why yade Yosef et Yaakov avio? Why yade mi de hua lifne faro? Why parek Yaakov et paro? And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Why varek? Why barek Yaakov et paro? And paro, Pharaoh said to Yaakov, how old art thou? How old thou? How old the eye? The eye, the eye, the eye, the eye, the eye. Vayomer paro el Yaakov, kama yimei Shinei Hayeka, how many are the days of the years of thy life? Kama Yimei Shinei Hayeka, how many are the days? Kama Yimei of the years Shinei of thy life? Hayeka, Hayeka, Hayeka. And Yaakov and Jacob said to Paro, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers, my patriarchs, in the days of their pilgrimage. And Yaakov said, Vayomer Yaakov el paro, to Pharaoh, Yimei shenei negurei she'eloshim ua me'ata shana me'ata ve'ra'im hayu. Yimei shneya chayaya lo hi sigua eta yimei shneya chayaya. Botai, B-me-ya-me-go-re-ham. And Jacob said to Paro, the days of the years of my sojournings, the days of the years of my sojournings, Yemei-ya-shenei-me-go-re-ham, are 130 years. Shiloshima few. Me'at few. Me'at awe ra'im. Few and evil. Me'at awe ra'im. Hayu have been the days of the years of my life. Me'at awe ra'im. Hayu yemeya shineya chayai. And they have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers, my patriarchs. Wilo he sigueta yemeya shineya chayayavotai. In the days of their sojourning. Be me migurehem. And Yaakov and Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from before Pharaoh. Why varek Yaakov et paro? Why barek Yaakov et paro? Why ayetzeya Mia lifne faro and went out. Yatse Mia lifne faro from the face, from the presence, the perception of faro, faro, the great house.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat
strong,
Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat
Warning, warning, been warning them from morning. Hey, hey, hey. Hear the voice of the Most High, Jah Rastafari calling.
Remember I tell ya, blessed is the man, blessed is the last year. Remember I
Ethiopia stretched forth her hands and gave us the Redeemer of all man, defender of the faith, and Ethiopia needs the captain, the chief field marshal, sergeant. Bowing at his feet, empty two nation, Rathmakonen, Ross Crown, conquering lion. A barber than I, father of Africans, with Empress Menenai stand at his right hand. Meanwhile, in a Jamaica land, holy for trial and tribulation, chastisement was upon all African, but someone did they kill all Rastaman. What kind of celebrity that to do a call fun? Trim them and bring the whole of them a station. Never in the name of my King of England will I ever live to see the Rastaman redemption. But when the 2-6 clash, that's when the plane land. King of all kings touch down in Kingston. Would you believe? So said, so done. Rastaman see blind, couldn't see when the king come. Some of them deaf and missing, some of them dumb. When they rise up against all the celebrity kingdom, you politician with your evil agenda. Anyhow, you just remember I
tell ya, blessed is the man, blessed is the last year. Remember I tell ya, blessed is the man, blessed is the last year.
I tell ya,
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the council of the vagabond them. Still have to step in that shit, put the fire upon them. Lava flash, lightning flash, thunder crash upon them. Queen Elizabeth and them a plan it from when I said Jamaica. Prison we a drop it upon them. Coffee with prison yard man a pack it from when. Tell Cameron so that is not a problem. Poor Francis and all them Vatican friends. I fought with two of us, I put the track in upon them. I check with schedule and them a map it from when. Through the power of the Trinity we slap it upon them. Still have the eye of God and we are God's children. Eventually we grow to be God's children. We have to go and do the works, we still have to intend. Empress Melanchthon, she had the strength for women. Divine feminine, that's a the vibe where she bring. When sex met her thing, she destroy everything. Yet still in the womb, life is within. She had the melanin of God in light in my skin. Highly still have to true Goliath with the sling. Mussolini foot get tied up with the string. Them sitting here require me fisting. Now follow all them evil agenda. Beg you no remember, I
tell you.
Quickly is reward for you. forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Psalm 110. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head.
There we go, the willingness is this. Now the part that really caught my attention is how the Hebrew says when men let grow their hair in Israel, but the authorized or the version that we have in the English, like the King James, it instead translates it as for that the leaders took part or the leaders took the lead. See, it kind of totally obscures. Right, the Nazarite connection, just so we see the Hail connection, right? We see the Amhara, right? So we have the people, Amika, right? We have the people connection, even in the word. Where the very same key words have survived, you know, and the same key words are found both in the Ethiopic as well as the Hebraic. And those are the key, those are the keys. Those are the signs right there. Now, let's go right here to, okay, the song of Deborah and Barak. Then sang Deborah and Barak, the song, the son of Abinoam, on the day saying, Praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel, when the people willingly offer themselves. Now, so they translate here the avenging of Israel in verse 2 of Judges chapter 5, but a more correct translation of it would be when men let grow their hair in Israel, right? Or what we can say is bifroah, Peraot, beef roa, or beef, yeah, beef roa, peraot, be Yisrael, be Yisrael, be Yisrael, right? When men let grow their hair in Israel, when the people offer themselves willingly, Barku Yahweh. Bless ye, y'all, Barku, all of y'all, right? Bless Yahweh. The translation that we're familiar with is, Praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel. So the phrase, the avenging of Israel, is actually when men not up, when men let grow their hair, right? When men let grow their hair. We went through the footer here, because they say the difficulty of translating the phrase bifroah peraot has led to many conjectures. The root para has been connected with the Arabic farah, Rastafari, an eminent man, Rastafari. And the rendering given in some versions is for that the leaders took part or took the lead, so forth and so on. But the best translation or the best understanding connects the root peraah, the head of long hair, as you can compare that with Leviticus 13:45 and Numbers 5:18. Some commentators explain it as referring to the unbound and streaming hair the locks, the nati of the warriors who had consecrated themselves to the war of liberation. We have this even in Ethiopia, the Fuzzy Wuzzies, and that whole process. You know what I mean? Or the what do they call it again? They have these different names for you know, the growing of Fuzzy Wuzzies is one of them I like. You know, the big woolly afros, and you know, that's just one step towards the locks. You know, or one variation of the same growing of the hair, right? So that part really needs to be brought out. See, we're not even getting into a full study of the Song of Deborah right here, just addressing some of the basic link between Psalm 110, verse 3, and the Song of Deborah and Barak in Judges chapter 5, verse 2. But the people offer themselves willingly. So we have to think on a certain level.
He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head.
Minachella baderek yishte. Al kin yarim yarim yarosh rosh 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 rosh.
He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. The head. The head. The head. The head. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head.
Minachella baderek yishte al kin yarim yarim yarosh rosh 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 rosh.
He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. The head, the head, the head, the head.
Rosh, 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 rosh,
the head, the head, the head, the head. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. Stop the head. Stop the head. Stop the head.
Yeah, yeah. The head. Stop the head. Stop the head. Here, today's daily song. We share a little bit of the Deborah, the Song of Deborah, and the willingness. It speaks about the willingness and the day of power and the connection of Hayil in today's daily psalm. Also in the Hebrew, Hayil, power, is Hayla, the power, even the first power of the Trinity. So here you hear as a Rhema tune. With today's daily psalm, the lifting up of the rise, lifting up of the head, right here, 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 a little right now tune, Everton Blend.
Striving for better, and we're not gonna stop till the battle is won and we get justice. Cause if you lose your stand, anyone will try to push you over, over and over. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll win the prize. Joy cometh in the morning, and if you lose your soul.
waiting to gain, it will be over.
Joseph interpreting the dreams of the butler and the baker. Both of them had dreams in which the head was lifted up, but he could not interpret rightly what the dreams meant. And how Joseph interpreted, we correct that the butler, the chalice bearer, the cup bearer would be restored to his job. So lifting up of his head was be that he would be restored. He was in shame and jail and prison, but he would be restored. But concerning the baker would lose his head. So this word picture right here is not just the outer sense of lifting up the head. In the Torah reading and feeding, this is also interpreted as taking the sum, taking that head count. Now, in today's daily psalm, which is seeing a king's victory, we call it the King of Kings Victory Psalm, Psalm 110. It's little, it's small, but there's enough in this psalm. When it speaks about one's offering themselves in the day of power, the willingness is, how that connects with that vow, even that vow of the Nazir. Speaking of the Nazir, in the Baraka, the blessing of the patriarch Yaakov or Jacob to Yosef, he is called a Nazir. One who is separate, the sense of Nazir and the sense of one who is separate. The KJV reads one who is separate. The Hebrew brings out the sense of the Nazir. So there's a lot of interesting themes here, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek in the Psalms, the daily Psalms, when they rise in the season. And here in this particular season, here at the 11th sabbatical study for this Torah portion reading and feeding. So here, let's light up the world Amharic. Time right here is close. So for ones and ones, once we set the King of Kings victory audio, right, to play us, go forward into the grace of the podcast. So just take stock of the time. So we have like 33 minutes right here. But first, this on the classic Hugh Mandel. King of Yisrael rhythm. Here, the 3-in-1, the English, the Hebrew, the Royal Amharic. Going to ride up the verse by verse on today's daily psalm. King's victory, the Nagus victory, the King of Kings victory. Here, 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 the 3-in-1.
Psalm 110. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head.
מזמור קופיות לדוד מזמור נאום אדוני לאדוני שב לימיני עד אשית אויביך אדום לרגליך מפתח עוזבך ישלח אדוני מציון רדה בקרב אויביך עמך נדבוד ביום חיליך בהדרי קודש מרחם משחר לך טל ילדותך נשבע אדוני ולא ינחם, אתה כהן לעולם. על דברתי מלכי צדק, אדוני על ימינך, מחץ ביום אפו מלכים. ידין בגויים מלא גביות, מחץ ראש על ארץ רבה, מנחל בדרך ישתה, על כן ירים ראש.
מזמור מתו זתאים, בקלף מתו עשר, ידעוית מזמור. זיהוויר גיתאים, אלעת ותשהן אלה גרים הרגת עס כדר גל דרס בקעני תקמת עלו. אגזיהוויר יהיילן בסטר קצוני לכלחת, בת אלעת ותשהן מקקל גזה. כאן תגר קדמו בהיילק אל, בקדוסן ברהן, כאת ביעקו כבס קדמו כהוד ולדו. عند ملكت ايدك سرعات انت لزلالم كهن بلو يا بهير مالا عيسسك اكزيا بهير بك انيه نقستاتن بقطع وكاني كتاك كتاك شوا بهزام مكاك كلي فردا ريسا وچنم يا بزا بس افتي مدر لاي راس وچني كتاك كتاك بمنقد كفساشو هاي تتا سلزي راس كف بكف كلا
Thank you.
Lani Lani, for all the tribe of Israel, we just let them know that Israel's king is Israel's God. And what let them say, hear my
likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Yo, don't seduce to reduce my knowledge, because I will always break down barriers and burn down bandits. Oh Lord God Almighty, grant me our privilege. You see, I have to overcome all the wicked. Them and them fast things. I have no wife, God. Don't teach me anything wrong. Who the white God save me from white man oppression? I have no white God. It's just some love messiah. My white God don't bless, so him not blesses. I have no white God. Don't teach me anything wrong. Who the white God save me from white man oppression? I have no white God. It's just some love messiah. If a white God don't bless, so him not bless. I want what is rightful. Don't teach me anything wrong. me face, you can't talk with anger. Can't start no right, oh, good all things. Good and while you evil must be white. So what about the black that is the most in life? You and your white supremacy, what is me as you? You change the version of the Bible. Oh, you a sick member. I know the evil won't go unpunished. Bear your iniquity, you have no wisdom or wit. All evil lost people shall think in I have no white God. Don't teach me anything wrong. Who the white God save me from white man oppression? I have no white God. It's just a black messiah. If my white God I bless, so him not bless his love. I have no white God. Don't tell me anything wrong. Who the white God save me from white man oppression? I have no white God. It's just a black messiah. If my white God I bless, one strong bucket of Almighty Father God is the only second party dances love. Free guide me through the darkness where the Eden dodge. Fear was a bending down, but the voice that made me shout. Behold, that a youth have complete the route. I have no white God, don't tell me anything wrong. Who the white God save me from white man oppression? I have no white God. It's just a block messiah.
Has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
በዚህ ቀን እኛ ግዛት ውስጥ ያለው ሁሉ ነው የምንናገረው.
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing.
When I go look back, but here this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, I miss a week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, I miss a week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, I miss a soldier.
call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now. Call in. 515-602-9761.
Ethiopian menage, you know, but we want the next verse with Amharic. But we want the next verse with Amharic.
Mazmur metozatany, bakennif metwasser. የዳዊት መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር ጌታዬን ጠላቶችህን ለግርህ መረገጫ አስካደርግልህ ድረስ በቀኝ ተቀመጣለው እግዚአብሔር የኃይልን በትር ከጽዮን ይልክልሃል በጠላቶችህም መካከል ግዛ ካንተ ጋር ቀድሞ በኃይልህ ቀን በቅዱሳን ብርሃን ካጥቢያ ኮከብ አስቀድሞ ከሆድ ወለድሁ እንደ መልከጼዴቅ ሥርዓት አንተ ለዘላለም ካህን ነህ ብሎ እግዚአብሔር ማለ አይጸጸትም። እግዚአብሔር በቀኝህ ነገሥታትን በቁጣው ቀን ይቀጠቅጣቸዋል። በአሕዛብ መካከል ይፈርዳል፣ ሬሳዎችንም ያበዛል። በሰፊ ምድር ላይ ራሶችን ይቀጠቅጣል፣ በመንገድ ከፈሳሽ ውሃ ይጠጣል። ስለዚህ ራስ ከፍ ከፍ ይላል።
Here, today's daily Psalm 110. So verse by verse here from the King of Kings Bible, this psalm, today's psalm, King's victory, the King of Kings victory. So here, we've got 13 minutes here on the podcast, Thursday, the Rastafari Thursday podcast, the Upper Room, the Zion podcast. So here, yes, sir, Rastafari.
Some up, a wallet, a Memphis Caduce, a Hadu Amlak, Mesmore, Dawit. Meto Aser, Psalm of David, Psalm 10, Dawit Mizmur, a Psalm of David. Egziavihir gitayin, telatochihin, le igri, mekemecha iskader gli, dires, pekenye, tekemet, alo. Egziavihir, the sustainer Yahweh. Said to Adoni, Getaye, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Exiavir Yehayelin Betur Kazion Yelik Lehal Bet Latochehim Mekakel Giza. Exiavir the sustainer Yahweh. Shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Ka'ante gar kedmo bechailihik en bekdusan burhan ka'atbiya kokevas kedmo kohud waledhu. The I people shall be willing in the day of thy power, behailichen, in the beauties of holiness, of idleness, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. Iska melke tzedeka sirat ante lezalalema kahine. Below, Egziab her male Iasatim. Egziab her sustainer Yehovah, we have sworn and will not repent. Thou, the I, ante, art a priest, a kahin, forever after the order of Melchizedek. After the order of Melchizedek. Egziavihar bekenye negestatin bekutauken Yehovah, at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath, in the day of thy wrath. The Ahzab mekakel yifardal, resawoch nima yabezal, the Safi midar lai rasochin yiketek tal. He shall judge among the heathen, among the nations, among the goyim. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries, over wide land, over the wide earth. Bemen ged ka fesash wucha yitet al. Selezi ras kef kef yilal. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. Therefore, selezi ras kef kef yilal. Therefore, he shall lift up the Rastafari, yes, I, kabur l'kalu, kabur l'dimtsu, kabur l'haylu, glory to the word, glory to the sound, glory to the power, kabur l'abatachin l'abinu kadamawi, chayla selase, glory to our Father, the first power of the Trinity. Besime Jesus Christos Behashem Yeshua HaMoshiach. Glory in the name of Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos. A king's victory. The king's victory. Psalm 110. Because of its use in the Brit Chadasha, because of its use in the New Testament, in the New Covenant, the Hadith Kidan, the psalm, this psalm, Psalm 110, has long been given a Christological interpretation, a messianic interpretation, and it's invested with a messianic character because it's invested with the character of Christ in his kingly character. Modern scholars and students have favored the identification of the king in this psalm from Judaism and the Judaic studies with the one named Simon Maccabee, Simon the Hammer, who combined the monarchy with the office of the Kahin HaGadol, with the office of the Lika Kahinat, the office of the high priest. And it has been asserted that an acrostic of his name may be discerned in the text. When studying the text, one can find the letters of his name, the Hebraic letters of his name. Some would rightly dismiss this alleged discovery as fantastic, right? And claims that the psalm is a product of the time of the Israelite monarchy. Now, on the Judaic or the Jewish, right, and modern Judaic side of interpreting this particular psalm, from the allusion, right, alluding to, right, Melchizedek, alluding to the king of righteousness, alluding to Melchizedek, the Rebbeinat, the rabbis and the scholars of the word, right, they expounded the psalm as relating to Abraham. So on the Judaic side of interpreting this particular psalm, Psalm 110, the rabbis, the Rebbeinat, they expound that the psalm relates to Father Abraham and his victory over Amraphel in Genesis chapter 14. Now, Rashi, others explained it on these lines, but there was one, Ibn Ezra, he found it unacceptable, right? And he named David, right, Dawid as the Melech, as Ha-Melech, as the Negus, as the king, maintaining that the superscription signifies Le Dawid Mizmor, a psalm of David. Ye Dawid Mizmor. Interesting, right? Now, from our view as Rastafari, right, as Rastafari, in a sense, they all are correct accordingly, but the fullness is found in His Imperial Majesty, Kramawi Haile Selassie, the conquering lion of the tribe of Yehuda, the root of Dawid, of David. Behold, right, behold, right, weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Yehuda, the root of Dawid, of David, of Dawid, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. This is a very, very significant psalm here, brothers and sisters, and especially at the time that we are right now, in this last Sabbath, all right, and this present time right here for the TJIF, thank Jah Rastafari, it is Friday. This is the last, coming into the last Sabbath, right, in this Judaic year, in our ecclesiastical year, we could say in our assembly and churchical year before we are moving into that new year. We're in, this is 5776, so for the...
Yes. Something's old, something's new, the good man bring from the treasuries. Here, this was previously recorded, and so the previous season, it's interesting to see how the seasons ebb and flow. But here for today's daily psalm, a little bit more on the king's victory.
All right. It says, Ne'um Yehovah Ladonai, right? Or Ladoni, right? Na'um Yehovah Yahuwah, right? Ladoni, Le'adoni, right? The Lord said to my Lord. I think I heard one of the sisters in the Woman's Wednesday. I think it was Sister Bridget. All right, and hail up, Sister Bridget. Shalom and shalom. Wendam Ras Muata. All right, I, brother and sister. I think when she read it, she said, I think she said, Yahweh said to Yeshua. That is the revelation right there. All right, the Lord said to my Lord. All right, the Lord said, right, Na'um Yehovah, Na'um, right, Na'um. Now, it's interesting because the Hebrew phrase, this Hebrew sort of phrase is common in prophetical and the prophet literature, in the literature of the prophets, as we study the prophets in the
Yes, brothers and sisters, in the live stream, 90 seconds, 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761, or catch the replay the next day. Here on first verse of today's daily psalm, the Ne'um, the prophetic of it all.
La Adoni, Na'um, the Lord saith, right? Jah saith, right? So the Hebrew phrase common in prophetical literature occurs only here. This phrase is very unique because it only appears here, right, in the Psalter, in the Psalms, in 110, right here. Now, it's interesting because as we come into the Rosh Hashanah, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and according to the Kalki Danachin calendar, right after the new year, we have the Kidana Melchizedek. We have the covenant of Melchizedek. Very, very interesting. Just came through, right? For the eve of the finding of the true cross, the Demara, we came through the Kidane Noch, the covenant of Noah. Now here we have the Kidane Melchizedek, and here we have the Melchizedek Psalm, initiating the last Sabbath Shabbat of the Shana. So the last Shabbat of the Shana, right here, a king's victory, the king's victory, Melchizedek's victory. And we have a very unique phraseology right here at the top of the psalm in the Hebrew, Na'um, 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 Yahuwah, right? Na'um, Yahweh, La Adoni, right? And it says, the Lord saith to my Lord. It is literally, right? It's lyrical too, but it's literally, right? Saying the oracle, right? Remember the matrix coming out of the matrix? The oracle of Yahuwah, of he who be, who would be, of Yahuwah, Yahweh. Yahweh, he who be, who he be. And it expresses a solemn declaration made upon the authority of Ha Elohim, Baruch Hashem. Blessed be the name. Adoni, my Lord, my Master, Na'um, Yahuwah, L'Adoni, my Lord, a title of respect. Put honor on Yeshua's name. Adoni Yeshua, right? Ha'adon Yeshua. Here, Na'um Yahuwah La'adoni. When addressing a superior, when addressing the supreme, when addressing I and I boss, right? I and I, Black Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Adoni, right? Such as the king. You see, this is also used to address the king, right? It's that honor for the true power and righteous man, right? Adoni, a title of respect when addressing a superior, such as a melech, such as a negus, Bamarinya. In the pure language, right, of the King of Kings, we say Gitaye, as it is in this psalm, right, according to the Metzaf Kedus of Negusa Negest, Tachin, I, King of Kings, Ekziabher Gitayin, right, Ekziabher Gitayin, Ne'um Yahweh La Adoni. Genesis chapter 23, verse 6 is a reference. 1 Kings, right, 1, chapter 1, verses 2 and 17. And it's very interesting because our Father inspired us when we're speaking about the relationship of Abraham and Sarah, right, and that perfect fulfillment of that relationship of Abraham and Sarah and the words of I and I Father of Kadamawi Haile Selassie concerning Itege Menin and that relationship that they had and how he likens her to Sarah, right? So she is Sarah, he is I and I Father, Abraham, and we being that seed, right, the seed shall be called in Yitzhak, in Isaac. And what does Barahan and Selassie say? Them got Ruma, we got Huma, Yishak, Yisakal mean to laugh, right? It means to laugh, because the joy of Yahweh, truth and life, is I and I strength. Now, it's interesting, because just to connect this right here, right? Remember daughters of Sarah. Right, the true daughters of Rastafari are truly daughters of Sarah. In 1 Peter, right, 3 and 6, right, it says, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Adoni, Adon, calling him Lord, right, a title of respect, calling him Gita, Gitaye, Adoni, whose daughters y'all are, as long as y'all do well and are not afraid with any amazement. So see that link with this titrate. Just the first verse. Just the first verse. Right? Just at the very tip of this psalm right here. Na'um Yahweh Le'adoni. The Lord said to my Lord, or with the revelation, right? Jah said to Joshua. Right? Yahweh said to Yeshua, right? Said to Yeshua, right? Sit down at my right hand. To be given a seat at the right hand was a mark of distinction. Remember the tribe, right? Benjamin, there's little Benjamin, Binyamin, right? Son of the right hand. Right, even though his mama, right, Rachel, right, she named him Ben-Oni, right, the son of my sorrow, right. Jake couldn't keep it like that. Yaakov, he said, no. I know it is sorrowful, her tribe and everything, that whole experience of Rachel, and even she comes up in the prophecy, Rachel weeping for her children, for they are not. But Jacob, there's a name change. He said, no. Not Ben-Oni, right? Not son of my sorrow, but Benjamin, son of my right hand. So to be given a seat at the right hand was and is a mark of distinction. Even when we say extending the right hand of fellowship, right? Extending that right hand of fellowship. It's the same significance right there, right? It's a mark of distinction. How do we know this? Well, First Kings, right? Chapter 2, verse 19. Such an honor Ha Elohim figuratively confers upon David, at a critical moment when neighboring nations, right, neighboring Goyim, neighboring nations and peoples, right, were showing themselves hostile toward him, as even we're in the world, not of the world, right, as Rastafari, and the neighboring peoples, neighboring, quote, humanities, right, want to show them hostile towards we have to remember this. Where do we seat? We seat in the heavenly places. By this invitation, the thought is conveyed that while Elohim is the supreme king, Dawid, right, David, as the chosen ruler of Jah people, shared his authority. In this sense, Dawid declared, he have chosen Shlomo, Bene, right, he has chosen Solomon, my son, Ligie, to sit upon the throne of the Malkut, right? Upon the throne of the Menges, the kingdom of Yahuwah over Yisrael. First Chronicles 28:5. And it is recorded in 1 Chronicles 29:23, then Solomon sat on the throne of Yehovah, right? On the throne of Yahweh as Melech, as king, instead of David, right? His father. Until is so powerful here. Right? So Jah the Father says to the Son, sit at my right hand until I, the Father, make thine enemies, thy haters, thy footstool. Right? Thy footstool. Make them. Right? Make them. The obeyka. Right? Make the obeyka. The haters obey. Right? The obeyka. The enemies. The haters. Until Elohim's special measure of help will be at his disposal so long as the crisis lasts and will not fail him. The oracle, this is an oracle here, the Na'um. As it says in the first part, the first verse, Na'um, I remember that word, the Lord saith, only occurs. Na'um Yahweh only occurs right here. That's a prophetic there. Not just he says, but the oracles, like the oracle of Jah, right? The oracle of Jah to Adoni, right? The oracle of Jah to Gittayeh, right? Until the Falas, until, right? So the oracle does not look beyond that event. The oracle is looking up to that event horizon. That is the event horizon from the distant past to however far in the future, that until, it's like the until of the King of Kings, right? How many untils was it? I think I counted, was it 9 until, something like that? Until the philosophy, until this, until that, until, that's the oracle. Make the Obeka, right, the enemies, the Telatoch, the haters, right, thy footstool. This is, some say, a metaphor, a seminar work, right, a metaphor for the decisive, decision is already made, so they can fight, they can hate, so forth, but decision has already been made, right? The decisive defeat of the enemies originating in the custom of the victor placing his foot. See, there was an ancient custom of the victor, right? Winnie, weedy, weeky, right? Vinny, vidi, viki. I came, I saw, I conquered. The viki, or the weeky, the victor, right? Placing his foot upon the neck of the conquered general or king. Joshua chapter 10, verse 24, there's a reference to that, right? There's a reference to that. Now, here's the key. The key is that the rod of thy strength, Jah will send out of Zion, right, and with his command. So he's going to send the rod of the strength, and then there's a word sound of command, rule thou, rule the eye, unto rule, right, you male rule, rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. They ain't all this, No. Rule thou, right, in the midst of thine enemies, because the rod, right, the rod of thy strength, Jah, will send out of Zion, the rod of thy strength. The Hebrew, this is a Hebrew idiom. This is like Hebrew slang right here, right? This is a Hebraicism. The Hebrew idiom is for thy powerful scepter. The scepter was returned to the lion of the tribe of Judah. The scepter, right? The powerful scepter, the symbol of regal and royal and kingly authority. The author and the finisher of our faith, he's already authorized I and I victory. He's already authorized. So the scepter is the symbol of the regal or the royal authority. That authority invested with divinely ordained power, 1 Samuel 2 and 10, will be directed by Elohim himself out of his abode, out of his dwelling place in Zion on the field of battle. So the command that goes with this word sound, rule enemies. Rule enemies. See enemies? Rule them. Rule enemies. Printed in inverted commas when you study the Hebrews, because these, and they are words spoken by Elohim. So when you study the manuscript, you'll see it's printed with like inverted commas, because these are words that Ha Elohim Rasu himself spoke. Right? The command. It's the command. It's the Tzav. Right? Tzav. Right? Command on command. Right? You know, precept on precept, precept on precept, line on line, line on line, here a little, there a little. Right? The command is rule. That's the key command word. Rule. Right? Rule. Right? And no other dilly-dally. No, rule. Right? Rule was intended to inspire So as Father breathes, as Elohim breathes this word out, the Melech must breathe this word in. So that the word is near, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, to inspire HaMelech with the certainty that the victory would be his. Because the hata, the battle, right? The sweeter the victory. Thy people, they offer themselves willingly in the day of thy warfare. Right? In the day of thy warfare. Now, in the King James's power, what's interesting in the Hebrew and the Amharic is one and the same word. It's hailika, hailika, behailih, hailih, hailika, the day of your power. So the word hail, right, power is for warfare. Right? It's usually translated as warfare, to be valiant, right? To be overpowering. Thy people offer themselves willingly in the day of thy warfare, which is the day of thy power, in ornaments, adornments, right? The adornments of holiness. Right, so we have to come out of this strange clothing. Right, he says he will punish the king's children wearing strange clothing. Right, especially on those Isla days, those holy days, in adornments of holiness from the womb of the dawn. Thine is the dew of thy youth. Right? Offer themselves willing, literally are willing necessities, are willing necessities, right? The same root as in Judges 5 and 2. The people offer themselves freely, animated, they're animated, lively up yourself, right? Right? Don't be down-pressed, down-tressed. No, they're animated by a sense of loyalty. But this is true royalty to HaMelech. They eagerly rally to his standard, even the standard of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Yehuda Mo'an Besar. Thy warfare, literally translated, is thy army, Hailika, Hailika, right? Hailika, thy army. When forces mobilize in adornments of holiness, a similar phrase, we have elsewhere in the Psalms. We have it in Psalm 29 and 2. We have Psalm 96 and 9 to describe the vestments of the Kohanim, the vestments of the priests. Israel was to be a kingdom of the Kohanim, a kingdom, a government of priests. These warriors, right, priests, kings, priests, warriors, had in an especial manner offer themselves to fight the battles of Ha'adon, right, of Adonijah, Rastafari, and their armor was the symbol of their consecration. Those who follow the priest-king are at once priests and warriors. In Dagonon means, again, those who follow the priest-king are at once priests and warriors. From the womb, youth. The dew falls at dawn, which is poetically, you see, in another Hebrew, Hebraicism, Hebrew idiom, right, when we say the womb, right, the womb of the dawn, the dew is falls at dawn, which is poetically called its mother. So the dew in the morning, we say that's the mother, right, the womb of, from the womb of the dawn. Right? It's a metaphor of freshness and is beautifully applied to the young men of the kingdom who fill the ranks of Hailika, right? Of his power, of his army. The king has a priesthood, right? The king's priesthood. Now, these last two verses here where it says that Jah have sworn and will not repent, unto Atta. The I male art a priest forever, after the manner, after the order of Melchizedek. Adoni, the Lord, right at thy right hand, doth crush to dust, kings and false fake-ass rulers in the day of his wrath. Crush them, Jah, crush them, Adoni. The king's priesthood, the status of Dawid, is defined in this verse. He is not just a king like the monarchs of heathen nations. Not just a king like these heathen Goyim kings. In addition to his regal dignity, he was and is a priest, not of the same standing as Aharon and his male descendants, but in the sense that Melchizedek had been a priest of Elohim. Jah hath sworn. Literally, he has made an unalterable decree. Alright? No matter how them cuss and fuss and cry about it, the decree set. It is set. Repent. He would not revoke what he has ordained, what he spoke. He will not revoke what he spoke. Priest forever. The distinctive kingship of Dawid would be continued in his successors. It is recorded both of him and his sons that they discharge priestly functions. Of the latter, it is stated, and David's sons were chief ministers. In the Hebrew, if you read it in the Hebrew, it says, and David's sons were chief priests. 2 Samuel 8 and 18. And of David, it is told that he wore the sacerdotal ephod, the ephod of the high priest, 2 Samuel 6 and 14. And he also offered burnt offerings and shalamim, peace offerings, lifnei Yehovah, before he who be who he be, in 2 Samuel 6 and 17. After the manner of Melchizedek, after the order of Melchizedek. In Genesis 14 and 18, he is described as king of Salem and priest of El Elyon of the Most High Power. He was not consecrated to the priesthood as David had not been, but he ruled his people in the light, the Burhan, right, in the Or, the light of Elohim's will, and as such was a priest king. That was the ideal set to the Davidic dynasty. This is why they were looking for Prester John in Ethiopia, the priest king. Remember? Remember that? Remember. Oh, remember that. Now, there's a scene of battle coming up, right? The crushing, the crushing to dusting of the enemies, right? As we have from verses 5 to 7. Just take a little pause for the chorus right here. Selah, selah, selah. Moment here, beloved brothers and sisters.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
Midrash, Midrash, right here, here today, Psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod, Mizmor Kof Yod, Psalm 110, here, 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 a Psalm of David. The Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool.
hear today Psalm is more of Yod. Le Dawid means more. Noom Yahweh Ladon. Shev Zunin. Adashitoi Ka. Hedom Le Ragle Ka. A Psalm of David. Le Dawid means more. Chant means more. Isaac. Le Dawid of David. Le Dawid means more. Noom Yahweh Ladon. He who be, we be, Yahweh Jehovah, saith, Noom, oracle, Noom, Yahweh, the oracle of he who be, we be, Noom, Yahweh, Ladoni, La Adoni. He who be, we be, said to my Lord, my sovereign, my Adon, Ladoni, Noom, Yahweh, Ladoni, Sheb, Noom, Sheb, sit, Sheb, Lemin, Sheb, Lemin, sit, thou, the I, Sheb, at my right hand, Lemin, Adashitoi Beka, until I make thine enemies, Hedom Le Ragleka, thy footstool, Ad Ashita Oibeka, Hedom Le Ragleka, Le Dawid Mizmor, Noom Yahweh Ladon, Sheba Lemin, Ad Ashita Oibeka, Hedom Le Ragleka. This verse is to be considered in the light of what Scripture says, what Scripture says elsewhere. Who raised up the man from the east? Mercy also he roused to attend his steps. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 2. This verse is to be considered in the light of what the scripture says elsewhere. Who raised up the man from the east? Mercy offered. He aroused to attend his steps. Shenemar, as it said here in Yeshaya, Ishiyayu, Isaiah chapter 41, here, verse 2. Zehu Shamar Hakatub. This is what scripture says. Mi ha'ira, mi ha'mizrach, mi mizrach. Who hath raised up one from the east? Mi ha'ira, mi mizrach. At whose steps victory attendeth. Edeka yikarehu ale araglo. He giveth nations before him, Yitena lefanayo koi, and maketh him rule over kings, Ua melakim yarid. His sword maketh them as the dust, Yitain ka afar harbo. His bow as the driven stubble, k'asha nidaf k'ashto. Hear the full of foe. Who raised up? Mi ha'ir, mi ha'ir. Who raised up? Mi who? Ha'ir, ha'ir, ha'ir. Raised up. Mi ha'ir. Mi he'er, who raised up, mi mizrach, mi mizrach, from the east, the man from the east, mi mizrach, from the zarach, mizrach, the man from the east, mercy also, he aroused to attend his steps. Edek yikaraehu le raglo. Mercy or victory
at whose steps the victory, tzedek, justice, righteousness, tzedek, yikra'ehu, yikra'ehu, li'raglo, mercy also, he aroused to attend his steps. Tzedek, yikra'ehu, li'raglo. And here, Midrash note right here. Who hath raised up one from the east, at whose steps victory attendeth? So here is the JV, the Yehudi version. Who raised up one from the east, at whose steps victory attendeth? The word, the Hebrew word, tzedek, 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 can mean mercy, righteousness, or victory. The word, the Hebrew word, tzedek, can mean mercy, righteousness, or victory, or victory. And here in the KJV, the King James Version, it reads in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 2, who raised up the righteous? And man here in the KJV is italicized, so it's not there in the Hebrew, as we have mi ha'ir mi mizrach, who raised up one from the east. Mi hu ha'ir, 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 to raise up. Mi ha'ir mi mizrach, from the east. So if you look in the KJV, it says, who raised up the righteous? Who raised up the righteous from the righteous man, italicized, from the east, or who raised up the righteous from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings. He gave him as the dust to his sword, and as driven stubble to his bow. Hear, full of full. Mi ha'ir mi mizrach, tzedek ha'yikra'el hua l'raglo, yitena lefanayo goyim, hua melakim ha'yarid, yitena k'afara harbo, k'asha nidafa kashto. Rav Reuben said, because the nations of the earth, the goye haaretz, were asleep, they did not come under the wings of the presence, the wings of the face. They did not come under the wings of the presence. And who roused them up to come take refuge under his wings? Abraham, as is said, mi ha'ir mi mizrach, tzedek ha'yikra'ehu li'raglo, who raised up the man from the east, who raised up one from the east. And say not that Abraham roused up only the goye ha'aretz, the nations and nationalities of the earth, of the earthly plain, for charity. Charity, in other words here, that translates sometimes from the tzedek, tzedek yikra'ehu li'raglo, righteousness, at whose steps righteousness attendeth, at whose steps mercy attendeth, victory attendeth. We have tzedakah, from tzedek, meaning charity, tzedakah, or righteous giving. For charity, tzedakah, was also was asleep. For charity also was asleep. Tzedakah also was asleep. And he roused it. In what way? In what way? Abraham, he opened an inn and welcomed those who came and went. As is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 21, verse 33, where it reads, and Abraham planted an Esher, in Beersheba,
and Abraham planted an Asher in the Er Sheva in Beersheba. Vayidha Asher Be'er Sheva Vayikra Sham B'Shem Yahuwah El Olam. Here, the fuller verse in the King James translation is, and he planted, speaking of Abraham, and planted a grove in Beersheba and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. Hear Hebraically, Wayita Eshel Bia Be'er Shava Wayikra Sham B'Shem Yahuwah El Olam. And he called on he who be, who he be, the name, B'Shem, Yahuwah, El Olam, the eternal El, the eternal power, the eternal Almighty, the eternal God, El Olam. And here, Midrash knows the word Eshel. The word Aleph Shin Lamed Eshel. The word Eshel. Tamarisk tree. It's a tamarisk tree. The KJV translated as a grove. Wayita Eshel. Wayita, and he planted. Wayita Eshel. He planted an Eshel, a tamarisk tree. KJV has grove. Might of the tamarisk tree is taken here as an acrostic, Hebraically the Aleph, the Sheen, and the Lamed, the Eshel, Eshel, the Eshel, the letters of the Hebrew word Eshel is taken as a Hebraic acrostic for Akila, Akila, Aleph for Akila food. The Sheen for Shetia, Shetia, drink, Shetia, drink, and the Lamed for Luia, Luia. So we have the Eshel, when it says that Abraham, he planted Wayita Eshel in Beersheba, be the Er Sheva. Here, the Eshel, the tamarisk word, the Hebrew word is taken as the acrostic for Aleph for Akila, food, the Sheen for Shetia, drink, and the Lamed for Luia, Luia escort. Akila, food, Shetia, drink, and Luia escort, joining from Lewi, escort. Of this verse, Rav Azariah taught Abraham, he built an inn. Abraham built an inn and welcomed wayfarers. Hence, here it is said, mercy, mercy, tzedek, mercy, charity, righteousness, tzedek also he aroused to attend his steps. Edek yikraehu le raglo. Edek yikraehu le raglo. Mercy also he aroused to attend his steps. In a different targum, a different interpretation, the verse from Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 41 verse 2, the verse here is taken to read, the righteous one attends his steps. Tzedek yikraehu le raglo, or raglo, le raglo, of or for his foot, le raglo. Tzedek yikraehu le raglo, the righteous one attends his steps. And here, this is bringing out the next sense into English of Tzedek, Tzedek mercy, Tzedek righteous, righteous, Tzedek victory, Tzedek in a sense also justice, Tzedek as in tzedakah, tzedakah charity. Therefore, the interpretation here of Yeshaya, Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 41 verse 2, is Tzedek Yikra'ehu Le'raglo. Tzedek can mean mercy, righteousness, victory, justice, charity. Charity in the sense of righteous giving. So, the righteous one attends his steps. That is, when the righteous one of the universe, the righteous one of the universe, the universal righteous one, that is, when the righteous one of the universe accompanied Abraham, when Abraham went to wage war against Amraphel and his companions, he maketh as the dust their sword, as the driven stubble their bow. Hear from Yeshaya, Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 41. Hear. This part of the verse right here, where it reads, he maketh as the dust their sword. Yithain k'afar harbo, as the driven stubble their bow. K'ash nidav ashto. What is meant by as the dust their sword? Yithain, he give, yithain, k as afar, as dust, harbo, here directly his sword, but here in the Targum as their sword, yithain, k'afar harbo. So what is meant? In their exposition, Rav Yehuda and Rav Nehemiah, they differ. Rav Yehuda says that Abraham took up dust and threw it against his enemies, and it turned into swords, and that he took up stubble and threw it, and it turned into bows and arrows and missiles, said Rav Nehemiah. In saying this, you distort the text. Does scripture say dust into sword and stubble into bow? Scripture says sword as the dust and as the stubble their bow. And this means, therefore, that when Amraphel threw swords, they turned into dust. And when he threw arrows, missiles, projectiles, they turned into stubble. He pursued them and passed on safely. The way with his feet he tread not. Hear, Yeshaya. Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 41, hear the next verse, Isaiah 41 and 3. Yerid defame, Ya'ir bor, Shalom, Oracha bi'raglayo, lo yabo. He pursued them and passed on safely. Yerid defame, Ya'ir bor, Shalom. The way with his feet he treadeth not. Orach b'raglayo lo yabo. He went not lo yabo, no go. Lo yabo, Oraha Birraglayo Loyabo. When Abraham pursued them, the earth she contracted before him. Some say that in the pursuit, Abraham's steps was 3 miles long, and others that it was 2 miles long, but that when Abraham returned, the earth she did not contract before him. Hence here it is said, he pursued them. The way with his feet he treadeth not. Yeridifame, Ya'ibor Shalom, Oracha Birraglayo, Lo Yabo. Rav Huna the priest, Bar Abin, he taught in the name of Rav Bebai. When a child goes out of Beito, his house, his feet get soiled in the dust, but not even by so much were the feet of Abraham soiled. Hence here it is said, the way with his feet he treadeth not. Orach biraglayo lo yabo. The way with his feet he treadeth not. Orach biraglayo lo yabo. Rav Eliezer ben Padat, he taught in the name of Rav Jose ben Zimra that after Abraham slew all the hosts of the host of the enemy, his heart smote him, and he said, is it possible that there was not one righteous man, not one tzaddik, not one righteous man among them? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, Baruch Hu, reassured him, where thy feet, Raglaka, tread, there is no stain of iniquity. Therefore, here it is written, the way with his feet he treadeth not. Orach biraglayo lo yabo. Who fought all the battles? The battles. Who fought all the battles? Could Abraham, with only 318 men, have fought against Amraphel and all his hosts, all his armies? Indeed, according to Rav Yohanan, the son of Rav Jose ben Kisma, only Abraham's servant Eliezer, was with him, and no one else. For 318 is the sum of the numerical value of the Hebrew letters in the name Eliezer, Eliza. And here the name Eliezer, the Aleph, the first Hebrew Yehudi letter. Aleph is one, numerical value of one. Lamed is 30. Yud is 10. Ayin is 70. Zayin is 7. Resh is 200. Therefore, adding these numbers together brings us to the 318 that here is being brought out right by Rav Yohanan, the son of Rav Jose ben Isma, when he says that only Abraham's servant Eliezer, Eliza, was with him and no one else, for 318 is the sum of the numerical value, the number value, the gematria value of the Hebrew letters in the name Eliezer. Again, Aleph 1, Lamed, Lamed 30, Yod 10. Ayin, 70, Zayin, 7, Reish, 200, refer to Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 14, verse 14. Eliza, and here the name Eliezer, the Aleph, the first Hebrew Yehudi letter. Aleph is one, numerical value of one. Lamed is 30. Yod is 10. Ayin is 70. Zayin is 7. Reish is 200. Therefore, adding these numbers together brings us to the 318 that here is being brought out right by Rav Yohanan, the son of Rav Jose ben Isma, when he says that only Abraham's servant Eliezer was with him and no one else, for 318 is the sum of the numerical value, the number value, the gematria value of the Hebrew letters in the name Eliezer. Again, Aleph 1, Lamed 30, Yod 10, Ayin 70, Zayin 7, Reish 200, refer to Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 14, verse 14. So, who then fought all the battles? It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, Sanctified, Set Apart One, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. He said to Abraham, sit thou at my right hand. He said to Abraham, Shev Limini, at my right hand. Shev Limini, sit thou at my right hand, and I shall fight the battles for thee, for the young. That Ha'el Ha'elahim did so is not made plain in the narrative. Who made it plain? David, who said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand. Noom Yahuwah Ladoni Shev Lemini Ad Ashitoi Beka Edom Leragleka. Hear, first verse of David's psalm. To the Messiah, Ha Mashiach, to the Messiah also it will be said, and in mercy shall the throne be established, and he shall sit to it in truth, in the tent of David, in the tent of David, judging. Hear, Yeshayah, Isaiah chapter 16, verse 5. Vehukana ba chesed kiseya veyashav alava veemeta veohela David shofeta vedoresha mishpata uah mehir edek. Here the fuller verse here from Yeshayah, Isaiah chapter 16, here verse 5. And a throne is established through mercy, and there sitteth thereon in truth, in the tent of Dawid, one that judgeth and seeketh justice, and is ready in righteousness. Wehukana ba chesed kisei, and a throne is established through mercy. Ba chesed. Wehukan ba chesed kisei, and there sitteth thereon in truth in the tent of David. Weyashav alayo be'emet be'ohel Dawid. One that judges, show faith, and seeketh justice. We doresh mishpat, and seeketh judgment. Hua mehir tzedek, and is ready, is quick, in righteousness. Wehukana bachesed kisek, weyashab alayo, be'emeta be'ohel Dawid, shofeta, wedoresh mishpata, ua mehir edek. That is Hakadosh, Baruch Hu, that is the Holy One, the Isle One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, declared Ha Mashiach, the Messiah, Christ. Ha Mashiach, the Messiah, shall sit, and I will fight the battles of battles. Hence here is it said, He shall sit to it in truth in the tent, or the tabernacle, in the tent, literally here in the Hebrew, in the tent, elsewhere translated as the tabernacle of David, here in the tent of David. He shall sit to it in truth in the tent of Dawid. With Yashab Alayo Be'emet Be'ohel Dawid. So here the translation is brought out as He shall sit to it in truth. With Yashab Alayo Be'emet, Be'emet, in Emet, in truth. Be'ohel, in the tent of Ohel Dawid, in the tent of David. What then is HaMoshiach? What then is the Messiah to do? He is to read and study in HaTorah, in the Torah, that is called truth, that is called Emet, Emet, truth. For it is said, even in Psalm 19, Hebraically the 10th verse, the ordinances of the Lord are true. The ordinances of Jehovah are true. Mishpatei Yahweh, amen. The ordinances of Yahweh, of Yahweh, of Jehovah are true. Mishpatei Yahweh, amen. Mishpatei Yahweh, amen. And it is also written, Dikatis, it is also written, buy the truth and sell it not. Even in the Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 23:23, Dikatis, it is written, Amet, Kine, We'al, Timkorah. Chakma, buy the truth and sell it not. The fuller verse here, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Amen. Kineya wa alati mekora. Chakma uwa musar. Uavina,
Amen. Kinei, by the truth. Amen. Kinei, by the truth. We'alati makor. We'alati makor. And sell it not. Amen. Kinei, we'alati makor. Hence, hear, 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 it is said, and he shall sit to it, he shall sit to it in truth, he shall sit to it in truth. We yashav alayo be'emet, ve yashav alav be'emet, we yashav alayo. And there sitteth there on in truth. He shall sit to it in truth. Be ohel David, in the tabernacle, in the tent of David. In a different explanation of the Lord saith to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand. In a different explanation of Noom Yahuwah La Domi Shev Yemin Ad Ashita Oideka Edom Le Radleka Rav Shalom Halewi. Rav Shalom the Levite taught that David said, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One blessed be He, sent HaNevi, sent the prophet Shemuel, Samuel, to anoint me, to anoint I, to Messiah I, saying to him, according to 1 Shemuel chapter 16 verse 1, fill thy horn with oil, and go, I will send thee to Jesse. Vayomer Yahuwah el Shemuel, ad matai ata mita vela el Shaul. Avani mea asatiza mea mimaloka al Israel male karneka shemen zelech eshalachika illa yishai beta halachni ki raiti de vanaiv li melech. Here full of verse KJV, and the Lord said to Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil, and go, I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a son among his sons. Wayomer Yahuwah illa Shemuel. Wayomer Yahuwah illa Shemuel. Ad matai ata mitadel illa Shaul. Wa ani me asidio mi mulok al Israel. Male arneka sheme we lek eshelachika il Yishai beta halachmi ki raiti de banayu li melek. He meant to seat me, to seat I as Lord and sovereign over Israel. He meant to seat I as Lord, as Adon, and as sovereign melek over Yisrael. But since Ha'el Ha'el Ha'elahim knew that no reign ought to overlap another by even a hair's breadth, he said to me, he said to I, sit thou at my right hand. Shev Lemin, Sheb Lemin, sit thou the I, Sheb, Sheb Lemini, at my right hand. Await the end of Shaul, the son of Kish, the Benjamite, for he has still a little while after Saul's death.
Thou, the I, shalt reign until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Ad ashit oibeka hidom leragleka. In this verse, sit clearly means wait. Sheb. The command to sit, sheb, clearly means wait. As it does in the verse, even the verse from Bamidbar, from Numbers chapter 22, verse 19, where it reads, Sit y'all, also here. Here. Sit y'all also here this night. V'ata shavu na vaze kam atem ha'layla v'ed'a ma Yosef Yahuwah daber in. Hear the fuller verse. KJV, the fuller verse, Numbers here. Numbers 22, verse 19. Now therefore I pray you, tarry. So the KJV translates it as tarry. From the Hebrew, yashab, to sit, where we get sheb and shavu here. Now therefore I pray you, tarry, y'all also here this night, that I may know what Yahuwah, Jehovah, will say to me more. We'ata shavu na. Bazet gam atem ha'layla w'ed'a ma Yosef Yahuwah daver imi. So here, in the KJV they have tarry. But the tarry here, the Hebrew, is the, as a command to you all, shebu, we'ata shebu na baze gama tema halayla. Tarry, sit y'all also here this night. So bringing out the midrash point, sit clearly means to wait, as it does in the verse here from Bamidbar, Numbers 22 and 19. We'ata shebu na. Sit y'all, please y'all sit. Shebu na. We'ata, and now we'ata shebu na bazet gama tema halayla. Sit y'all also here this night. This is rendered in the Aramaic Targum as wait. So the sense of sit, as we have in today's psalm, hear, Mizmor of Yod, Nun Yahuwah Ladoni, Sheb Lemini, Ad Ashita Oibeka, Hedom Leragleka. He who be Yahuwah, Yahweh, hey, said to Adoni, to my Adon, sit thou at my right hand, Sheb Limin, until I make thine enemies, Ad Ashit Oibeka, thy footstool, Hedom Leragleka. Noom Yahuwah Ladon, Sheb Lemin, Ada Shitoibeka, Hedom Leragleka. We'ata Shebu na, Bazegam Atem, Halayla. Sit y'all also here this night. We'ata Shebu na, Bazegam Atem, Halayla.
One.